Man is a photojournalist and Land Rover enthusiast. She lives in Blockley in the North Cotswolds. And about a year and 9 months ago, she bought a 1964 Land Rover without even seeing it in daylight. She bought it in the dark, in the rain. It's been a real labour of love as she's stripped it down and been sanding it and putting it back together. And what just amazes me more than anything else is that Lara doesn't have any prior experience of restoring any cars. Well, that really does amaze me, but to her, she's like, yeah, well, how hard can it be? Well, how long did it take to restore, and what did Lara do to ensure parts didn't go missing? Here are all the answers as Lara explains. How long do you think it's taken you to restore her?
It's taken me a year and 9 months, or if you put that into hours, about 500 hours.
So what kept you going? What kept you motivated?
Well, once I took her apart, the only thing to do was to put it back together again.
And what was your experience of doing this? I mean, have you been doing this all your life?
No, it's the first ever time I've ever done anything like this. But I just thought, how hard can it be?
Pretty hard. I imagine there are thousands of pieces that could go missing.
There's one piece in my shed still, which is a light for the dashboard. And I saw it the other day and thought, when I was driving at night and the light wasn't on, I remembered I saw the light in the shed and not in the car.
So when you took everything apart, did you just have to label everything up meticulously to know where it goes back?
I did label most of the parts, but I laid it out in the position of where it was in the car, which was really tricky when I had to go and get it taken to the painters, because I had to move everything around. Because I flattened it all down, sanded it back, and then a painter did the top coat, so it's really shiny.
When you first got her, she couldn't pass her MOT, I take it.
It took me 2 hours to get her started, and then took her to a chap in the next door village, and he did a once over, and then within 2 weeks, got her back, and she just passed with flying colours. She wasn't rusty that much.
What was the biggest headache? There must have been a moment when you just thought, why am I doing this?
It was the bulkhead, which is the electronics and the brain of the car, because that's where everything works and is meant to work. And when I got to that, I think I just didn't know what I'd done. Don't know why I did it, but I did. I carried on doing it, and this is she drives.
Who helped you?
Adrian Wynne. He's a Land Rover and historic vehicle specialist. And without him, I would never have been able to do it. I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it.
So what was the first thing to come off?
Oh, the first thing to come off was these front wings here with the indicator and the light. And then this grille here. And that needed a lot of welding, and I fixed that. And then the rear tub. And the last thing to come off was the bulkhead, which is meant to be the first thing to go back on.
And what was the first thing to go back on?
It was the bulkhead. But about a year after, it was meant to have gone back on.
Can we start her up?
Yeah. Quite new in the sense that they take about 3 or 4 times to close, otherwise you'll have to hold on as we go round a roundabout.
Look at this. Right, I think that should anyway. Woohoo! First time. Can we go somewhere?
Okay, let's go somewhere.
Let's go for a little drive. So what's she like to drive?
It's an adventure.
What is it quite hard to get into different gears?
No,
It's quite easy. You have to double declutch, meaning you've got to put your foot down. You've got to, oh gosh, how to explain that? You have to put your foot down on the clutch, take it out of gear, put your foot on the accelerator, put your foot back down on the clutch and put it into gear. And that's double declutching.
And is that normal for a Land Rover of this age?
Completely normal for a Land Rover of this age, right up until the late 70s, I think. So I changed down. So she's quite cold. You didn't hear me crunch, which was quite amazing. Here we are. Clutch down, clutch off. Second. There we are. I don't know how to explain it.
How did you put up with the smell of the fuel?
Ah, thing called windows.
Does it have a heater?
Yes. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
You might not actually feel it, but you can hear it. Where is it? There it is.
Luxury. Have you got a horn?
Yes.
Well, double declutching. I mean, that just seems like a whole new... I'd have to learn how to drive it. It just sounds amazing. A lovely, lovely vehicle. Lovely woman. It's Lara, and you can see a photograph of this 1964 Big Red, as she calls it, on our Twitter feed, which is at BBC Gloss. I'll be hearing about what people think of a woman restoring a Land Rover. Mark Cummings.